JJ O'Mahony, who's the chair of Kevin's Hurling Facilities Group. He's originally a Cork man. We won't hold it against him. Kevin is with me in studio, as well as Breed Smith, the People Before Profit TD, who's on the phone to talk about the future of the club. For people who don't know it, they're based in Dublin 8. They're facing an uncertain future because there are plans in place to redevelop much of their current grounds for commercial use. JJ, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
We're going to have to kind of get through just some of the basics before we kind of get into whether it's right or wrong or anything. Yeah. Just for people who don't know, where you're based at the moment in Dublin 8, around Dolphins Barron area, near the National Boxing Stadium, for people who
just
don't know.
Just down a bit further, yeah.
Just down a bit from that. You don't own those grounds, is that right?
No, no. The grounds are actually owned by Temple Oaks Sing Street. We've been playing in there under probably a tenancy arrangement for over 40 years, but we're one of the oldest hurling clubs in Dublin. We've been around since 1902, and we've been working in the community since that time. So we do a lot of work with kids, young kids from the local area, many of these pockets of which are disadvantaged, but it's from an outside coming in from Cork, it was the club for me always. It was about communities and people rather than maybe always winning first.
And tell me this, Temple Oaks Institute, they own the grounds. Do they use it as well? Do they share
it? Yes, they do. Yes, absolutely. They use it. And look, they've been very good and generous with us, and we've had arrangements over these 40 years where they play certain times, we play certain times. So look, I mean, this isn't here about anything against Temple Oak Sing Street. These Temple Oak face the same challenges as many other clubs in the country, and when I say that, like, is that it's they make a huge contribution to society, to GA does, in terms of young people and dealing with issues like obesity, mental health issues and other issues like that. So they're no different to us, and I know people up there, there are good people in there as well, but we have an issue here that which we fundamentally disagree
and
on.
The issue is that a good portion of the grounds are going to be sold, or the plan is to sell them for development. Temple Oak Sing Street are selling them to deal with debt to service a debt that they have. Look, a lot of GA clubs around the country actually have debt and have had problems with it over the last few years, but your problem is that essentially what? This leaves you with no grounds or limited grounds, or what is it?
No, it limited its grounds. So if you look at it, they have in the region of 24 teams up there. We have in the region of 18. We've adopted the GAA's Blue Wave strategy over the last 5 years, and we've had phenomenal success. I would say it's the first club in the inner city that has made phenomenal success. I mean, I would say our underage structures now have been growing maybe in our nursery in the region of 15-20% year on year for the last 3 years. And as a conservative estimate, within 10 years, we will aim to double those teams. This is a very conservative estimate. So how are the region, when you combine the two clubs, how are in the region of 40 to 50, even 10 years' time, 60 teams supposed to grapple for green space?
Yeah, how much space would you be left with?
So there's the proposal is that there would be two full-size playing pitches left there. Where we have the issue with this, the pitches up there have the capacity for four crossfield pitches and a training pitch up at the top of the grounds. Okay, when you look at the plans, it looks like, oh, it's a small sliver of land, but the issue for us is that the crossfield pitches at the top will no longer be viable from a hurling perspective. If you want to play a nursery game or something, that's fine, but and also the training pitches at the very top will also be decimated, because they've got to now put a dressing room inside where they exist across that training pitch and car parking. So now what you're left with is a situation with two full-size pitches. You have 40 to 60 teams in a couple of years grappling for those pitches, and it's just untenable. And
what is it you want then? Because I'm sure if you had the money yourselves, you'd just buy it from Temple Oak, you know, and you keep it.
Okay. So what we're looking for is twofold. So what we've been told is that the reason for this sale is twofold. One is to service a debt to the GAA. Now, if that debt gets serviced, where does the money go? It goes back into the grassroots of the GAA. We in the South Inner City for over 100 years have never asked or looked. We just get on about our business. All we wanted to do was to be left alone and deal with the kids when we were making things. So if the GAA can come and work around to service that debt, we've got. And the second issue then is that they're saying is that, oh, we'll improve the facilities on the grounds. Okay, but what we are prepared to do as a club, like, me personally, and I think many in the club, are against handouts. I don't think that works, because people need to appreciate and work for what they've got. And what we want to do is, on the existing site where the clubhouse is, we can put dressing rooms. We are prepared to go in. We have got a fundraising group. We've got certain we've got a facilities group. We now have the wherewithal, undoubtedly, to put dressing rooms on the existing facility without losing any ground whatsoever. And sorry, and also just a point of clarity, because I don't. It's important that we get the right message out here. It's not all of the pitches. Absolutely not. It's not. We reckon by the time that the houses are built and the cross pitches are put up there, there will be in the region of 28% of the land that gone.
Okay.
And in an area where it's been absolutely the most densely populated part of Ireland, this services that part of young people.
Well, yeah, on that, Breed Smith, as I said, the People Before Profit TD, joins me on the line. Breed, over the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about the allocation of sports grants, and one of the things pointed out was that the South Inner City is this huge area, huge population, and there's very, very little green space. It seems a no-brainer that efforts would be made to keep what green space there is.
Absolutely, and I just want to say to JJ and to the club, they're doing fantastic work in campaigning to protect what they have. And what they have is small enough in terms of the access to green facilities. And I think it's, when you look at the South Inner City with 4,500 young people under the age of 14, there's very, very little green spaces for them. We were campaigning about 2 years ago to get some space at the back of Marrowbone Lane for pitches for people to play on. But we're all the time being thwarted and pushed back because there's a heavy lobbying of developers going on within the city limits for the land that they want available to build on for housing and apartments. And I think that has to stop, because what if we don't stop it, given there's so little space that's already available for playing pitches, etc., what we're going to be doing is gentrifying the inner city and pushing the needs of the local people out onto the perimeters, and therefore really ignoring the very glaring need that is there for children who live in the inner city at the moment to have access to facilities, so that it undermines any trajectory towards, idleness or crime or drugs or any of the other hallmarks that have blighted our communities. We really do need to keep decent playing fields and facilities within that area.
Yeah.
And every blade of grass, every inch of ground is important to us. So I think everything that can be done, and JJ has made some very, very sensible suggestions there about clearing the debt with the GAA, about refurbishing the clubhouse and giving over the dressing rooms that are needed. I can't see why that wouldn't work and keep everybody happy in terms of the GAA. Whatever about the developers' desire to get their hands on the land, this is about the children, it's about the club, it's about the community.
Yeah, and I'm sure I got about 8:30 last night, I got into my inbox the March club newsletter from the GAA, which outlines how much money they spend on local clubs. 2.1 million last year went into helping local clubs redevelop and work on club facilities. So you'd imagine that this would be an issue that is high, or should certainly be high, on the agenda. It's a story, look, that I'm sure we'll come back to. We certainly should come back to it, but we're running out of time, I'm afraid. Sorry, JJ.
Could I just ask, what I would appeal here is, just very quickly, I'd appeal on Tom Ryan, the Director General. There's a lot of talk about Tom Ryan being introduced to you, and concerning the GA circles is that it's from a financial background he's come. This is about grassroots. This is about putting back into the community. This is about kids, this discussion here. And I'd say the reason it's a national issue is because clubs all over Ireland now are going to come under huge pressure from developers as property prices go up. So clubs all over Ireland should rally behind us in this and say this is not acceptable, that a GAA should be building communities, not building bricks and mortar.
Yeah, well, Tom Ryan, look, as a man I know, is certainly in tune with grassroots. There were stories of him going down covering local club games for the Nationalists.
Well, let this be his litmus test.
Okay.
What kind of future generation of the GAA he's going to set, because he has a huge input on this. Let this be his litmus test, and let's see how he reacts to this. Does he want bricks and mortar, or does he want playing fields for the children?
All right, on that note, JJ O'Mahony is chair of the Kevin's Hurling Facilities Group, and before Kevin we heard from the local People Before Profit TD, Breed Smith. Thanks for both of you very much for coming in to us today.